The Gemara Masechta Tanis Tafiyot Ches Amud Beis teaches us that one of the Yom Tovim that was listed in Megillas Tanis was Yom Terunusa. And Yom Terunusa is on the 12th day of Adar, as the Gemara taught us. And the Gemara tells us what happened on Yom Terunusa. The Gemara says, "My Terunusa." What happened on Yom Terunusa? Amru. Chazal teach us. Shabikas Turnus. When Turnus wanted to kill Laharig Aslunus Upapis Ochid Belutgiyot, they wanted to kill these two brothers, Lunis and Papas, and Lud. Amlam im amish l'chananim ishov v'zariah atem. If you are from the same people as chananim ishov v'zariah, yovei elekechem v'yatz l'etzchem yodei. Let's see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could save you. Tadar shehitzel as chananim ishov v'zariah m'yad nevuchadnetzer. Just like he saved chananim ishov v'zariah. So the Gemara says, Amalai chananim ishov v'zariah tzadikim gemara hayu. They responded, chananim ishov v'zariah were tzadikim. V'ruim lehem hayu lasis lamneis. They were worthy for a nace. Furthermore, Nebuchadnezzar Melech Hagen Haya. Nebuchadnezzar was also a Melech Hagen because he recognized who Hashem was. And therefore, Roy Lassus Nace Al Yadoi. He was Roy to be the person through whom a nes happened. Oysa Rosha, however, Turanis Hedyadhu. He's not a great individual. And therefore, Ainu Roy Lassus Nace Al Yadoi. He's not the person through whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make Nisim. V'anu, and furthermore, Nischayavnu Kliyim L'Mokim. We've been people who have done Averis, and therefore deserve punishment. V'im ein atoy hargenu, and if it won't be you who kills us, harbe harugim yesh lo l'mokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many ways to do what he needs to do. Harim dubim v'aroy yesh lo l'mokim ba'alama shepagim banu v'harugim asanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could send bears and lions to attack us. Ela loy misrana HaKadosh Baruch Hu biyotcha. Why are you going to be the person that punish us? Ela she'osed lipar demen biyotcha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take retribution with you. Vaf became amr loy zozum misham. They indeed did not leave that place. Hargam yod. He indeed killed them. But amru, they taught us the loy zozum misham atchabad the yopli. Two ministers arrived, Miroimi, Wapatsas Mecha Begizrim. They immediately killed Turinus, and that's why it was considered Yontif. So Rashi says, number one, Rashi says, Lulainus Upapis Achiv Tzadikim Gemurim Hayu. Rashi makes an observation, they were great Tzadikim. And Rashi continues, Balutkia, he lud. This is the episode that's referred to in Shas. Rashi says in Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Yoram Abeis, that a ruge lod en koberi yichoy lam bechotzim mechitzosin beGan Eden. They have a very special place in Gan Eden. And then Rashi continues. V'yei shamrim, shenerogu al bitoy shemelech. They were killed because of the daughter of the king. Shenimtzis haruga, that was found murdered. V'amra yudim harguah, and immediately, of course, they accused the Jews. The Gozru Gzeir also named Yisrael, and they immediately decreed that all Jews should be killed. V'amdu Elu, and these two people got up. Upadus Yisrael, v'amu anu harganu. They got up and said, we were the ones that killed her. V'harag ha-melech l'elu b'vad. And therefore only these two people were killed, no one else. And the Nemuke Yosef says that when Rashi calls these two brothers, Puppis and Linus, Tzadikim Gemurim, it's very deliberate. Then Mukher Yosef says that why were they called Tzadikim Gemurim? Because they were ready to be Mois and Nefesh, not ready, they actually were Mois and Nefesh, to save people from Klal Yisrael. But as we learned this Gemara, and this explanation, that they were ready to give up their lives on behalf of Israel, the question that comes up is, were they allowed to? Were they not allowed to? Is one allowed to do what they did, give up their life for Klal Yisrael? And of course, this question has very, very serious ramifications. This has very serious ramifications regarding the shiloh of when is a person, what is a person allowed to do to save another person. The Netziv in the Emek Shela on the Shiltis says, quotes a Gemara Masechta Nida. The Gemara Masechta Nida, Daf Samach Aleph Amun Aleph, teaches us. Hana B'nei Galila, there were people from Galil. The Nafak Alai Kola, that there was a call, there was a rumor about them, the Kotel Nafsha, that they murdered someone. Asul Kamed Rav Tarfin, and these individuals came to Rav Tarfin, and they said to him, Amalei Litmern Menmar, you should please hide us. Amalehu, Rav Tarfin responded, Heichin Navid, exactly what should I do? Iloi Atmer Nechu, if I won't hide you, Chazi Yisi, you'll be caught. Atmerinu, if I'll hide you, Hamer Rabbanah, Hai Lishna Bilsha, Loshin Hara, Avagav de Lekabuli Loi Bibayi, one has no right to accept Loshin Hara. One has no right to accept Loshin Hara. Mechish Le Mibayil, you have to be careful. And therefore, Rashi explains, because since there's a Lashon Hara, that you indeed are murderers, and I have no right therefore to hide you, and therefore he said, Zil Osu Tamru Nafshaychu, go hide yourself. And Rashi explains that we have to be concerned about Lashon Hara, because if indeed they killed, then we have no right to save them. They deserve death. So the Netziv makes the following deek in the Gemara. The Tziv says that why did he not indeed hide them? Because he was concerned, as we just explained, that maybe indeed they were murderers. It seems from that, says the Tziv, had he known for sure that they were indeed not murderers, then that Rav Tarfin had the obligation to save them, even though it would have been for him a suffix sakana. And that's why the Netziv says that one is obligated to put himself into a suffix sakana in order, if it's a situation, to save somebody from a vaday sakana. But the Netziv doesn't say that that's the halacha. The Netziv says that one has a right to put himself into a suffix sakana, but he has no obligation to put himself into a suffix sakana. On the other hand, the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Nun Vav says that a person, if he's in danger, is allowed to run away, even though by me running away, that the other people who are left here will be bitzar. But it's mashma from the Magen Avraham that's only because the person who's left will be bitzar. What will be the halacha if he won't be bitzar? He is in danger of being killed. So from the Magen Avraham, it seems that I have no right to run away under those circumstances. The Shailos HaTshuvos Yad Eliyahu makes the following distinction. He says that if the person that is going to be saved, that if I will put myself in sakana in order to save someone else, that person is greater than I am, then I'm allowed to do it. But otherwise, I may not do it. And actually, the Yad Eliyahu and Rav Moshe in a tshuva in Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, it's a tshuva Rav Moshe discusses. I think this was when they began doing heart transplants. And by doing heart transplants, there was a concern that the donor was being killed in order to save the recipient. And in that tshuva, Rav Moshe discusses, which is not the subject of our shiur, what is the moment of death, the question about brain death, etc. He says that a person is not allowed to put himself into sakana in order to save someone else. So the obvious question that the Shas HaTshuva Siyad Eliyahu and Rav Moshe and that tshuva raise is our Gemara. Because in our Gemara we find that these two brothers put themselves into danger in order to save the people of the city of Lod. And Rav Moshe makes a very important point. I will say they really weren't putting themselves into danger because they too lived in the city of Lod, and therefore since they lived in the city of Lod, they were going to get killed anyway. Says Rav Moshe, that can't be pshat in the Gemara. Because the Gemara, as we just pointed out, Rashi says, and the Mukhar Yosef picks up on Rashi's words, says that they were tzaddikim gemurim. If what they were doing was no big deal because they were going to get killed anyway, the Gemara would not have called them tzaddikim gemurim. The fact that we find that the Gemara calls them tzaddikim gemurim, it seems that they would not have gotten killed for whatever reason, but they were ready to be Maisa Nefesh to save the rest of the city. So isn't this a clear raya, says Rav Moshe, that one is allowed to give up his life to save someone else, and therefore maybe should be allowed to give up his life to save a Talmud Chacham, to save somebody greater than him. Says Rav Moshe, it's not a raya. Because there, it was in order to save an entire city. When it's a situation of saving an entire city, that's when one could give up his life. But in a situation where it's not saving an entire city, there we don't have a right to give up one's life. Of course, the question that comes up is, what about if the other person is a Talmud Chacham? Is there a heter under those circumstances for one to give up his life to save another Talmud Chacham? To save a Talmud Chacham? And the Paiskim say that even though from our Gemara it's obvious that in order to save an entire city, one may give up his life, one may be Maisa Nefesh, that doesn't necessarily mean that one is allowed to give up his life to save a Talmud Chacham. Even though the Shaila HaTshuva Siyad Eliyahu does want to say that a Talmud Chacham, just like we see from our Gemara, you're allowed to give up your life to save a Talmud Chacham, give up your life to save a city, so too you're allowed to give up your life for a Talmud Chacham. There are Paiskim that disagree. And they say it's difficult to measure the value of one life over another life. And therefore, perhaps, only when it's in the situation of giving up your life for a city may you do it, not for when it's for a Talmud Chacham. The Miches Yitzchak in Chelek Hei, Simen Zayin, and Simen Ches also discusses this Shaila. Again, the Tshuva in the Miches Yitzchak addresses primarily the issue of heart transplants. But he discusses there is one obligated to enter into a suffix sakana, into a question of sakana, in order to save someone else. And even though he quotes a Sma, whose opinion is that one is supposed to enter into a suffix sakana to save someone else, and it's actually based on Hagoyis Maimni that quotes a Yerushalmi, and the Arzurua also quotes a Radvaz, the Ramosh and that Shuva we mentioned also quotes. He says that the Sma and the Radvaz, even the Ramosh says he didn't see the Radvaz inside, seem to take the opinion that if it's a situation that one person is a Messiah of a Suffolk of entering into Sakonis Nefashis, and the other person is certainly in a situation of sakana, one should enter into the suffix in order to save the person who's in avadei sakana. The paiskim, the Michas Yitzchak says, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't quote this halacha, don't quote this Yerushalmi, it seems that the halacha is that one is not obligated even to put himself into sakana, but one may put himself into a sakana in such a situation. In fact, the Michas Yitzchak quotes a Torah Tamima that wants to bring a raya that one is obligated to put himself into a suffix sakana to save somebody who's in a vade sakana. He says there's a famous Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that speaks about the snake that was causing harm, and they notified Rav Chanina ben Doisa, and Rav Chanina ben Doisa said, "Show me his hole where he hides," and he put his foot on that hole, and the snake bit Rav Chanina ben Doisa, and the snake died. And the question is, the Mashal asks, how could Rav Chanina ben Doisa put himself into sakana? So he answers, you can't bring a raya from that story, because Rav Chanina ben Doisa was obviously a person who was melumed benisim. And the fact that he was melumed benisim, that's why Rav Chanina ben Doisa could do something like that. But people who aren't sure that they're going to have nisim happen to them, have no right, don't have necessarily an obligation to put themselves into sakana, even a suffix sakana, to save someone else. And therefore, that's the halacha. The halacha is, says the Michas Yitzchak, that one, let's say, someone needs a kidney, and I could be an individual to donate the kidney. Now, by me donating a kidney, it's a suffix sakana. And that person who's going to, if he doesn't get the kidney, is an avadai sakana, the halacha is that I'm not obligated to put myself into a suffix sakana. So even though the Michas Yitzchak paskins that one is not obligated to put himself into a suffix sakana, he clearly is paskining that one may put himself into a sakana. But if I'm in a suffix and he's an avadai, but in a situation where it's Vadai Sakana, where I should put myself into Vadai Sakana in order to save someone else, it's quite obvious that it's both the opinion of Ramosha and the Michas Yitzchak that one is not obligated to do so. But then, there's a Chazanish. The Chazanish is in Masechta Sanhedrin Simen Samach Chof Hei Divrei Mask of Yesh La'ayin. He discusses the following Shiloh. He discusses a situation where there's an arrow being directed and it's going to hit a number of people. I can't stop the arrow from doing the damage. But what I could perhaps do, I could divert the arrow, and instead of it hitting all of those people, by going in another direction, it'll only hit one person. And the question is, should I do so to divert the arrow and it'll kill less people? On one hand, what I'm doing is an act of Hatzalah. On the other hand, till now I did nothing. By me directing the arrow, I'm actually doing something and I'm causing a person to be killed. So the question is that considered an act of Hatzalah, or is it considered an act of Ritzicha? And the Paiskim say that this question that the Chazon Ish is raising actually speaks about could come up, Rachmana Litzlan Lo Yaleinu V'Lo Yaleichem. Let's say someone is driving a car and his brakes fail. He can't stop the car. And if the car continues in the direction that it's going to cause very serious damage. If it goes, but if I turn the wheel, it's going to kill someone perhaps, but there are less people if I turn the wheel. What should I do? It's this question. Is it considered a Maisa Ritzicha, or is it considered a Maisa Hatzalah? So it seems, and the Chazon Ish, as I said, is not clear how to view this. It does seem, however, that the opinion of the Shaalos HaTshuvos Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tez Vov, Simen Ayin, is that whenever we have a question such as this, and of course we should never have such a question, it's considered a situation, the best thing to do is Sheval Taisa. Don't do anything. And in fact, Tzitz Eliezer uses the Gemara, the story with Rav Tarfon, the Gemara Masecht Nida, that we quoted at the beginning of our shir as a raya to his opinion. That Rav Tarfon, when he didn't know what to do, didn't do anything. And he says that that is also the opinion of the Noida Behuda, that the Noida Behuda says that whenever there's a question and I don't know what to do, is it a Maisa Ritzicha or is it a Maisa Hatzalah, the best thing to do is to do nothing. Although, there's also a tshuva in the Shaalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos van Hoggis, Chele Gimel, Simen Yerideya, Simen Shun Nun Ches, where he was asked a question where there was a woman who was pregnant with triplets. And the doctor said that we need to eliminate one of those triplets because her womb wasn't big enough to carry three babies. And again, the question was, what should be done? And certainly, as he points out, that if we're learning that in these types of situation is Sheval Taisa, so perhaps here too we should not do anything. And in fact, Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Shlita in that Tshuva, says he didn't want to paskin that Shaila. But at the end, he says that he asked Rav Vosner Shlita, and Rav Vosner said that they were allowed to eliminate one of the babies. It's not a perfect comparison to the situation that we're discussing, because there we're talking about unborn children who may not be considered yet human beings. We're discussing where we're having a living people where there's a real issue of Ritzicha. Rishbarach should help that we should always be safe and not have these shailos.